Here at the Old Farmer's Almanac, we expect it to be a colder than normal winter across most of the United States, and snow along the East Coast, over through the Great Lakes area, and over across the northern portions of the country, and down in the Pacific Northwest as well. We expect heavier than normal snow in the Intermountain region, which is in the vicinity of the Rocky Mountains, of course. And just really, I think the news is colder than normal temperatures through most of the U.S.
How accurate has your publication been in forecasting weather patterns?
Traditionally, the forecasts at the Old Farmer's Almanac are 80% accurate. But you have to remember that we predict temperature and precipitation as deviations from the norm. So we're not going to tell you, for example, what the temperature is going to be, nor how much rain or snow will fall. But we'll tell you how much it will deviate from the norm. And, of course, the story there is, what's the norm or the average? Whether it's the Old Farmer's Almanac or any meteorological agency, we all get our average or normal temperature comparisons from the same source. And that's a 30-year period that advances 10 years every decade. So, for example, the current 30-year period is 1971 to 2000. And in 2010, we'll advance that period to 1981 to 2010, so that in 2011, the forecast in the Old Farmer's Almanac will be based on that period, 1981 to 2010. That was based on an agreement that all of the various meteorological agencies around the world came to set as a basis some years ago. And there's an article on that in the 2010 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Can you discuss your system of forecasting, or is that a secret?
Well, I can tell you how we make our forecast, but I can't reveal the secret formula. We use three scientific disciplines at the Old Farmer's Almanac. We use solar science, which is the study of the activity on the sun, in particular sunspots. We use climatology, which is the history of prevailing conditions over time, for example, decades or even centuries. And we use meteorology, which is the study of the atmosphere. Now, the real distinction between the forecast of the Old Farmer's Almanac and just about everybody else out there is the solar science, the study of the activity on the sun, and in particular, the study of the sunspots. Sunspots are magnetic storms on the surface of the sun that occur in varying frequency, size, and number in cycles of 11 years on average. Beginning in January 2008, we entered solar cycle 24. And that has been a very, very quiet period on the sun. Historically, quiet periods on the sun, meaning few, if any, sunspots, has resulted in or indicated or corresponded to a cooler than normal conditions in the Earth's atmosphere.
Now, your publication has a very interesting history for an American publication. It's quite old.
Well, the Old Farmer's Almanac is the oldest continuously published periodical in North America. We're very proud of that. It was founded by Robert B. Thomas in 1792. And, in fact, he is still pictured on the cover and signs off on the two patrons, which is our letter from the editor, every year. Yes, the Old Farmer's Almanac has become a piece of Americana. It is treasured and by generations, and it's the Old Farmer's Almanac is a piece of Americana, and I think it's largely because of the mission and mandate that founder Robert B. Thomas set up from the first. He determined that this publication would be useful with a pleasant degree of humor. And I think there has never been a generation that couldn't appreciate and find that valuable.